Shalom Aleichem. Today we're going to start talking about Chanukah, and the question is as follows. We are noheg to light mehadrin and amehadrin, which means that everyone in the household lights for all 8 days and not only one candle for each of the days of Chanukah, but increasing one on the first night, two on the second night, three on the third night, all the way up till 8 candles on the last night of Chanukah. So that is mehadrin and amehadrin, increasing throughout Chanukah, and in addition, each individual lighting. But there are certainly places, many places, that a married woman does not light. And in addition, not only the married woman, there are places that the daughters as well do not light. And accordingly, the question that's asked by the Shaar Ephraim is, why is that? If we are holding like Mahajim and a Mahajim that everyone lights in increasing amounts each night, why are we excluding the married women and the unmarried daughters? And the Eliyahu Rabba answers as follows. Ishto kegufo. The wife is just like the husband. They are one unit. And accordingly, when the husband lights, effectively, the wife is lighting as well. Ishto kegufo. So that is the response to one question. The question being, why doesn't the married woman light? Because her husband is lighting. But it does not answer why the unmarried women, the unmarried girls in the family, the daughters, why don't they light? And the Mishmeret Shalom answers as follows: De'afshar kevan di imam in madlekes eino mehanachon jem yadliku. Because the mother is not lighting, it would be inappropriate to have them light. They would be lighting. The mother would not be lighting. Accordingly, none of them light. And the Mishmeret Shalom adds, based on that reasoning, that the whole concept here is that the mother doesn't light because of Ishto Kegufo, the husband is lighting, but the daughter should not light because the mother's not lighting. So he's mechadish as follows, that if you have a household that holds that only the mother is there and only daughters, based on that, the husband is not there to light, he's not lighting, so the mother lights and the daughter should light as well. So that is the first line of reasoning that we have. Why doesn't the married woman light? Ishto kegufo. Husband is lighting. Effectively, she's lighting. How about the rest of the married the unmarried daughters? Then the Mishmeret Shalom says that it's because the mother's not lighting, so it would be inappropriate for them to light. But based on that reasoning, again, he is mechadesh that if you have a household that the husband is not there, not lighting, then the mother and daughters would indeed light. The Chassam Sofer has a different approach to our original question. If we are mahajim in a mahajrin, why aren't the married women lighting? Why aren't the daughters lighting? And he says as follows, because it would be inappropriate for the women to go out into a public thoroughfare in the evening to light when all the men are out there. That's called kvuda bas melech pnima, inappropriate mingling of the genders out, especially at that time when it's getting dark. And accordingly, he says that that is the reason why the married women do not light. And based on that reasoning as well, the Hisor Rosh Tshuva says the same thing would apply to the unmarried women, that they as well have the concept of bas melech, called kvuda bas melech pnima, and accordingly, that reason applies to both of them, why it's inappropriate for the married women and the unmarried women to light out in the street. Now, that's assuming that it's lighting out in the street based on that second reason. So I guess we do have, just thinking out loud here, we have a nafkamina between these two reasons. The first one being Ishto Kegufo, that's why the married woman doesn't light, because the husband is lighting, accordingly the daughters don't light as well. Based on that, that would apply whether you light out in the street or light inside. But it could very well be that based on the Chassam Sofer's reasoning that it's inappropriate to go out into the street. But if they're not lighting in the street, they're lighting inside. Maybe we could say that based on that, the married women and the unmarried daughters would light in that instance to be mekayim the mehadrin and mehadrin. I'm just saying that off the cuff. But that seems to make sense, at least based on these rationales. Have a wonderful day.